Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nashtaprayeshu vabhadreshu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shlokir bhaktir bhavati noishtiki. Dharma pro. Text 19. Tatvanam parishankyanam lakshanam hetu lakshanam purush aradhana vidhi yoga shadhyatmikasya cha tatvanam parishankyanam lakshanam hetu lakshanam purush aradhana vidhi yoga shadhyatmikasya cha. Lakshanam hetu lakshanam purusharadhana vidhi yoga shyatmikasya cha. Tatvanam. Of the elements that constitute the creation. Parishankhyanam. Of the number of such elements. Lakshanam. Symptoms. Hetu lakshanam. The symptoms of the causes. Purusha. Of the Lord. Aradhana. Of devotional service. Vidhi. Rules and regulations. Yoga sha. Of cultivation of the yoga system. Adhyatmika sha. Spiritual methods leading to devotional service. Cha. Also. For translation by Srila Prabhupada. Kindly explain all about the elementary principles of creation, the number of such elementary principles, the cause, their cause and their development, and also the process of devotional service and the method of mystic powers. Text number 20, there's no purport to text 19, text 20. Yogeshvarashvarya gati linga bangas tu yoginam vedo paveda dharmanam Itihasa Puranayo. Yoga Ishvara, the master of the mystic powers, Aisharya, opulence, gati, advancement, linga, astral body, bhanga, detachment, too. But Yoginam of the mystics, Veda, transcendental knowledge, Upaveda, knowledge in pursuance of the Vedic indirectly, Dharmanam of the religiosities, Itihasa, history, Puranayaha of the Puranas, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. What are the symptoms of the great mystics? And what is their ultimate realization? How does the perfect mystic become detached from the subtle astral body? Well, what is the basic knowledge of the Vedic literatures, including the branches of history and the supplementary Puranas? Report by Srila Prabhupada. The Yogeshwara, or the master of mystic powers, can exhibit 8 kinds of wonders of perfection by becoming smaller than the atom or lighter than a feather, getting anything and everything he desires, going anywhere and everywhere he likes, creating even a planet in the sky, etc. There are many Yogeshwaras having different proficiencies in these wonderful powers, and the topmost of them all is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the greatest yogi, and he can perform such wonderful things far beyond the ordinary living beings. The devotees of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, do not directly practice the process of mystic powers, but by the grace of the Lord, his devotees can defeat even a great Yogeshwara like Durvasa Muni, who picked a quarrel with Maharaj Ambarish and wanted to show the wonderful achievements of his mystic powers. Maharaj Ambarish was a pure devotee of the Lord, and thus, without any effort on his part, the Lord saved him from the wrath of Yogeshwara Durvasa Muni. And the latter was obliged to beg pardon from the king. Similarly, at the time of Draupadi's precarious position, when she was attacked by the Kurus who wanted to see her naked in the open assembly of the royal order, the Lord saved her from being stripped by supplying an unlimited length of sari to cover her. And Draupadi knew nothing of mystic powers. Therefore, the devotees are also Yogeshwaras by the unlimited power of the Lord, just as a child is powerful by the strength of the parents. They do not try to protect themselves by any artificial means, but are saved by the mercy of the parents. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from the learned Brahmin Sukadeva Goswami about the ultimate destination of such great mystics, or how they attain such extraordinary powers by their own efforts or by the grace of the Lord. He inquired also about their detachment from the subtle and gross material bodies. He inquired also about the purports of the Vedic knowledge, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, the whole purport of all the Vedas is to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become a transcendental loving servant of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Mukam Karati Bachalam Pangung Langai Tegirim Jat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurun Dinatarinam. The devotees are also Yogeshwaras by the unlimited power of the Lord, just as a child is powerful by the strength of the parents. They do not try to protect themselves by any artificial means, but are saved by the mercy of the parents. And then Prabhupada gives the examples of Ambarish Maharaj and Draupadi. Now, actually, this is what the Lord wants. So just like a parent, Prabhupada gives the analogy of parents and a child. So actually, the Lord wants that, just like a parent feels pleasure when the child is dependent on the parents. The parents get satisfaction out of that, feeling that I am providing for the child. That inspires the materialists to work hard in family life because they feel the child is dependent on them. And they like that. Now, if the child comes and says, I don't need you, I got my own source of provisions, I don't need you. A parent disappointed, unhappy, frustrated. They like that the child feels dependent. It's the It's the psychology of family life. And the husband likes that the wife feels dependent. That's why when these ladies become overly qualified, difficult to get the husband. Right, because the husband doesn't want to feel that. The husband likes to feel psychology. The husband likes to feel that the wife is dependent on him. That's why he wants a wife. Because he feels all his male ego feels satisfied. I'm provider, I'm protector, I'm the leader. So he wants a wife for that. So if the girls are too qualified, too educated, too from aristocratic family, too rich, all of these things, then it's hard to get them married because... That's a little side point. But the Lord, getting back to the real point, the Lord likes that the devotee feels dependent on him. And the example of Ambarish Maharaj, so powerful, comes later in the Bhagavatam. But the Lord wants that, actually. The Lord wants that. He's described as Matpara devotee. In second chapter of Gita, Prabhupada says the Matpara devotee is Ambarish Maharaj. That Matpara means he gives, Krishna is everything. The Lord is everything. Matpara also mentioned in the 18th chapter, Chetasya Sarvakarmani Mayi Sanyasya Matparaha Bhuti Jogam Upaschitta Machchitta Satatam Bhava. Krishna is wanting that Machchitta, you become conscious of Him, Satatam Bhava. You become all the time thinking of Him. So these mystic powers, they can actually be an obstacle. They can be a diversion because you can become attached to them and you can become less dependent on the Lord. So the devotee doesn't really aspire to acquire mystic powers. And here examples are given, the Lord may give power to a devotee. It depends on the attitude. If we're seeking mystic power, if we're after mystic power, then the Lord may not give. But if we're after pleasing the Lord, if we're after satisfying the Lord or serving the mission of the Lord or Guru, the Lord may give mystic power in order to do that. If we're seeking mystic power, then we may not get mukti bhukti siddhi karmi shakale ashanta. It's an obstacle, anarta, a subtle obstacle, a subtle anarta, mystic powers. But we may get them if we actually have pure desire to contribute in a big way to the mission of the Lord. When we get the power to do that, that's mystical power, not material power. Just like Prabhupada, he had some as mystical power. What was his material power? It was mystical. He became the guru of the most famous rock musicians in the world. He became so powerful. So many big personalities, so many powerful people gave their lives to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada acquired so much power, mystical power. Prabhupada, it's not that he did everything, going everywhere, building temples, doing everything. No, he empowered others, and they did. Under the Hare Krishna explosion, those 10 years when Prabhupada was on the planet, the temples opening, Prabhupada built 108 temples. So much power. How is that? He's empowering others to achieve so much. Special empowerment. Vibhuti, empowerment. Coming from the Lord, coming from Mahaprabhu. So that is power, as mystical power. The Lord can give so much power. And you see these yogis, it's a different type. It's mystic power, but a different. They get their mystic power by doing tapasya. By giving up enjoyment, then they accepting austerity, accepting penance, then they get all this punya. It's like punya, and they get power. And I don't give a mundane example. If you give up your opportunities for sense enjoyment, if you deny them, it's called tyag. You don't accept what is coming to you. Then that accumulates. That credit has got to come to you anyway. It accumulates, right? Because you're meant to have it. So if you deny yourself the sensual enjoyment, just like brahmacharya, that's a tapasya, that's a great tapasya. Prabhupada said that simply because of the brahmacharya of Gandhi, he became so powerful that he was able to, without taking up arms, he was able to rid the India of the British control. because he had so much power, because he acquired the power by practicing tapasya. And it's pretty much a mechanical formula. It will come if you practice, and you can read all the Vedic, gives all the different tapasyas, and you'll get these mystic powers. It's kind of automatic. And these powers can bewilder you. This is why they're not considered conducive for a devotee to desire these, because they can bewilder you. Many examples you see in our previous acharyas where Bhishikshen, he had mystic power. He could do all sorts of mystical things, powerful things, magic things, and he attracted big following. And he was imitating the position of the Lord. So he became enamored by those mystic powers. And like other yogi babas and godmen that we hear about, they're not really preaching devotional service or even practicing devotional service, because they become so puffed up. They become so enamored by their power. And they enjoy. Like Bhishikshen, as an example, he was enjoying many women. It was like he would take the Guru Prasad. The Guru Prasad was that when a newly married couple, then they would come, and the first night he would take the new wife, and then give it back to the husband as give her back to the husband as Guru Prasad. So there's enjoying, and they're enjoying sense, but gradually they are exhausting their power. And then they collapse, in the end he collapses. So they get it, they accumulate it, and even they may have it for many lives. And then they exhaust it. Prabhupada gives the example of mystic powers. Trilinga Swami. Prabhupada gives the example. He was a mystic in Varanasi. And he would do many things. And he was very famous. And it's documented. You can research on the internet all these things about Trilinga Swami. He would be floating above the Ganga in the air, levitating for many days, doing meditation. And all people would come and look. And this is in the 18th century, 1700s. And the British were there, and the British were documenting everything. And he was a Naga Baba, naked. And he would wander around, and the British would put him in the jail. You can't walk around naked. And then he would become smaller than the smallest and just walk out the jail, like a tiny little, go out the jail, and next day be on the street again naked. And again they'd put him in the jail. And then again he'd go out of the jail. And this is all documented, Trilinga Swami. And eventually the British didn't arrest him anymore, because it was an embarrassment, futile. But interesting, a little bit of preaching trivia, that one disciple of that Trilinga Swami is Tripuralinga Swami. So he was born about, he lived 150 years, similarly a mystic yogi, born on a codicil, left the world on a codicil. And this is all Bengal, And so he must have been born around about late 18th century. This Tripuralinga Swami lived 150 years, left his body early 1920s. So his samadhi is in Dhaka, and that's called Swami Bagh. That is our ISKCON property now. We have that property. And his samadhi is there. The disciple of Trilinga Swami, his samadhi is there. And the previous Puruhit, he gave the property to ISKCON and said, all we request you do is you continue to respect the samadhi of the Tripuralinga Swami. So his samadhi is there. And you can go and do parikrama. And we have big, ISKCON, we have huge, big project there, huge, worth so many millions of dollars. It's a huge project in the middle of Dhaka, and there's huge, incredible preaching going on there. So there's a little bit of a preaching trivia about mystic yogis. He's getting the association of the Vaishnavas now. Every day we do kirtan around his parikrama. So, it can be hard. There's an example of Prabhupada's mercy that mystic yogi has got the association of Vaishnavas, just as the mercy of Prabhupada and his followers. But it can be difficult because of their accumulated power, which they take shelter of. Instead of the examples of Ambarish and Draupadi, only taking shelter of the parents. And this is called Ananya Bhakti. unalloyed. There's no other Matparaha. Only Krishna is my protector, and I don't have any other solace. I don't have anything else that I'm dependent on. The Lord wants us to become like that. Even He explains out of these different. We may have material desire. Ato atati jigyashu gyanicha. Ato atati jigyashu gyanicha bharatashava chaturvida bhajante mam. And we may approach the Lord for the fulfillment of these desires. But even the Lord mentions in the next verse that tesham gyani nitto jukta eka bhakti vishishite. Of all those that have this, the one who doesn't have these desires for. And he's most priyohigyani or ahas aham sacha mama priya. He's more dear because he's more dependent on me. Eka bhakti vishishita. He's special because he's not dependent on these other things. He's not wanting material remuneration. He's not wanting happiness. He's not wanting mystic power. He has knowledge and he's appreciating me and wanting me. So the Lord wants that. Eka bhakti vishishita. He's special. Krishna says he's special. Of all the people who approach him, the one who approaches me simply for me, simply to get me, Krishna says he's special. Krishna likes that more. Priyohigyaniyo te artam. I am dear to him, aham sacha mama priya. And he is dear to me. He is dear to me because he's dependent on me. And that makes Krishna happy. So these are some of the aspects of the ultimate realization and the opulences of the great mystics that's mentioned. Also mentions in the verse about how does the perfect mystic become detached from the subtle astral body? So it's interesting because there's so many questions here, being a whole chapter of questions that Parikshit is asking Sukadeva Goswami. This is very interesting. And this is the subject of the Bhagavatam. You could probably analyze where all of these questions later are responded to by Sukadeva Goswami. So how does the advancing spiritualist actually become detached from the gross body, gross and subtle body? So as I was just reading recently, Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's nicely described there how Mahaprabhu, because it's all Leela from Mahaprabhu, but he's showing us the progress. He's showing actually in the early part of his life, Mahaprabhu, he was not displaying devotional life. He was a pundit, a scholar, Nimai pundit. And actually he was a bit proud. He was a bit proud. He used to make a show. And he would walk down the street of Navadip and Srivas Thakur would see him and Srivas Thakur, oh, best of the proud. When will you realize your foolishness? When will you surrender to the lotus feet of Govinda? Srivas Thakur would chastise him. And he would say, one day you be merciful to me and then you will see, I'll become a great Vaishnava. But he would challenge and the scholars and he would say, they're calling themselves Bhattacharya, they're calling themselves Mishra, but let them come and debate with me. I will expose them. I will ridicule them. And all the students, yeah, jai, jai, jai. So he went to Gaya and then came back. And he met Ishwara Puri. I think I was explaining this last time. No, I wasn't. I was explaining this? No, in Sydney. So he came back. And first of all, we may say, why didn't he just begin the preaching mission from the start? Okay? Like, why didn't he just begin Sankirtan when he was young? And why he waited? Well, it's to show the importance of the Vaishnava Kripa, because he changed after he met Ishwara Puri. So we're looking here. The question is how he become detached. So the example of Mahaprabhu, it changed after he met Ishwara Puri, and Ishwara Puri gave him inspiration, gave him instruction, initiated him. All of these things that you can get from a Vaishnava. And he came back, and then the devotees is noticing this big change. And so in the morning there, it's Srinivas. Srinivas Thakur's house, there is one tree, jasmine tree, and all the devotees would collect flowers to do their puja, and they'd chat in the morning. And Srivas Thakur's younger brother, Sriram, he's saying, guess what I heard, guess what happened, they got this news, it's amazing, Nimai has become a devotee. And they're saying, what is it? Yeah, Nimai's become a devotee. And he said, oh, tomorrow we'll go to the house of Nakula Brahmachari, and he'll tell us about his experience. So then Nimai's going to the school, and he's teaching the boys. And every class, he's every question, every comment, he's just saying Krishna, Krishna. It's all about Krishna. Every dhatu explanation of the word meaning is Krishna. It's Krishna. And the students are thinking, wow, what's happened? Different style of class. So they went to Gangadas Pandit, the teacher of Nimai, and they said, hey, it's all changed. Class has all changed now. It's not like it was before. You're just talking about Krishna all the time. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. What happened? And Gangadas Pandit says, no problem, I'll talk to him. So Gangadas Pandit calls Nimai and says, your father was a great devotee, but he was also a Brahmin, he was a teacher. He carried on with his Varna Dharma of teaching, and he was a devotee. Your grandfather, Nilambala Chakravati, he was a great teacher, he was a great devotee, he was a teacher. You teach the books, you do your business. And he was actually saying that, actually, what is devotion without knowledge? He was saying like that, is that you have to have the knowledge to give substance. You teach. You make your living a household of Brahman, you teach. And keep it together, Nimai. And Nimai said, okay, yes, thank you. Yes, you've straightened me out. Okay. So then he changed again, and he went back, and again he went to the students and the Ganga, and again he was debating, and they were, he's back the way he was, and they're all happy. So what happened in the evening, he visited one Brahmin's house, Vatnagarbha Acharya. And that Brahmin was very fond of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was reciting some verses about Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When the sound of the Bhagavatam entered into the ears of Nimai, again, he lost his external awareness. The topic here is how we become attached from the astral body. So he couldn't help it. And he's rolling on the ground, he's shaking, he's shivering, he's perspiring. All the students are trying to hold him down. And he's shivering. And he's crying. Yeah, he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam, one verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then again, he went back to the students and he said, "I'm sorry." He said, "I can't continue with them. I'm only interested in satisfying Krishna, in thinking of Krishna, and serving Krishna, and talking about Krishna. I'm sorry, I cannot continue as your teacher anymore." And he tied up his books. And the students. He said, "You go and find another teacher that can teach you more. I cannot help you anymore." And the students, interestingly enough, they said, "What can we do? How can we possibly accept another teacher after you? I mean, we also give up study." And they also tied up their books. And that was it. And then many of those students became the members of the Sankirtan Associates of Mahaprabhu. And many became renounced, and that was it. And that's the end of Mahaprabhu's pastimes as a scholar. He just tied up the books and that was it. And never again you hear him any description of him. And then he just begins the Sankirtan with Subhas Thakur. So it's interesting that it describes how he tried. He kind of tried to hold it back. But he just couldn't. The emotions just overwhelmed him. And so, we're looking here at this. How does the perfect mystic become detached? So in our case, the example that Mahaprabhu is showing is that by result of the medicine you take of the Harinam, that you get cured. So later, Mahaprabhu is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he went back to Ishwarpuri. And he's, because everyone was there, in fact, people were criticizing him. And they were saying, Sachi Mata, she was saying, what's going wrong, my son? And my father's died, my eldest son has taken sannyas, and now this one, I was hoping he would be responsible and everything. And, he's like, he's a crazy man. She's asking different people, and they were saying, you have to rub coconut oil on his head, and you have to give him Shiva ghee, and different things. And sometimes even Lakshmi Priya would run away. She was like, he couldn't understand his behavior. And so Mahaprabhu asked Ishwarpuri, "Kiba mantra dilo goshai kiba tarbol, japati japati mantra korele pagol." Kiba mantra dilo goshai. What mantra you have given me? Kiba mantra dilo goshai kiba tarbol. What is its power? Japati japati mantra korele pagol. Chanting this mantra, I've become a madman.
Kivatabha, what is this mantra that you've given me?
And Ishwara Puri, he was very happy. He was very pleased to see his disciple experiencing. Balo Pailo Tumi Param Purushata Toma Premete Amaihoi Lankritato. I've become obliged to you, Ishwara Puri said. Balo Hoilo Pailo. You've got this. This is the goal. You've got these feelings for Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Jai Toshabhav Jai Jape Tare Krishna Upajaye Bhav. He says that the nature of this mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Jai Toshabhav, it's nature, what it's made of. Jai Jape, whoever chants, Tare Krishna Upajaye Bhav. They will awaken as a result of this chanting, as a result of the nature of this mantra, whoever chants, Jai Jape, whoever chants, Tare Krishna Upajaye Bhav. They will awaken feelings of affection to Krishna. Krishna, upajaye bhav. Bhav means feelings. They become awakened. They become aroused. And then the devotee becomes overwhelmed. He becomes affected. This is also the example, the life example of the Goswamis. So these are called our role models. In other words, we're supposed to aspire. It's like the Goswamis are the example of, we're called Rupa Anugas. We're supposed to follow. In other words, we're supposed to look and see what they have achieved and understand that is the path we are on. Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya Tireta Bangshi Bhate. Sometimes they were Radha Kunda Tate on the bank of Radha Kund. Kalinda Tanaya Tire. On the banks of the Jamuna, Bangshi Bhate, or at the Bangshi Bhat tree, the Bangshi Ghat in Vrindavan. Premon Madhava Shada Shesha Dashaya Grashto Pramatto Shada. Premon Madha, the madness, Premon Mad, the madness of love. Premon Madhava Shada Shesha Dashaya Grashto Pramatto Shada. Grasto means they become gripped. Grasto, they become captured by the madness of love. Grasto, pramata, sada. Actually, the feelings that the Goswamis are demonstrating are the feelings of the Gopi Bhav, Radha Bhav, when Krishna left the forest of the Rasa and they were looking for Krishna. Those feelings. Gasto pramata sara gayanto cha kada harer guna varam bhav abhibhuta mudha. And in talking about Krishna, gayanto cha kada harer guna, when they talk about Krishna and his qualities, gayanto cha kada harer guna varam bhav abhibhuta, the feelings manifest. The feelings overwhelm them, the feelings come up, the feelings arise in the heart. Bhav abhibhuta mudha. And they get intoxicated by those feelings. Vande Rupa Sanatana, oh, Raghu Yugo, Shijiva Gopalago. So this is our process of becoming detached from the gross and subtle bodies. We do Krishna Bhajan. We cultivate sadhana bhakti. Sadhana means we practice. We can imitate. In Bengal, many people try to imitate this. Govinda, Gopa, what are they? Radhe, Radhe, and crying, and imitate. But they're not genuine feelings. Therefore, the genuine Vaishnavas, they conceal these symptoms so that it doesn't bewilder the. So they're not imitating. Sometimes Prabhupada would conceal, but he would be unable to conceal. And even our great preachers in our movement, you see when they're preaching, when they're associating with devotees, when they're talking about Krishna, sometimes their feelings are overwhelming them and they're trying to conceal. But this is what we can expect. This is what we can expect to happen to us when we chant Hare Krishna regularly with sadhana, serious practice. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nati Bi Kalavishani Krito. In the previous verse it explains that How they kalabhishani krito, what do they do? How do they spend their time? Sankhya purvaka naam. They chant with regulation. Sankhya purvaka. Regulated. Sankhya purvaka naam. Regulated chanting. You chant the rounds on the beads, regular, sadhana practice. Sankhya Purvakanam, Gana, dancing. Today we're all dancing. Singing. Nati B, bowing down to the Lord. Kalavishani Krito. This is the practice of sadhana. Regular chanting and hearing. It's a simple thing. Right. When Mahaprabhu was explaining to Rupa Goswami about, he's explaining all this rasa and explaining the sadhana, how you awaken. And he says the five things are the most powerful. Sakala sadhana shrestha e pancha anga Krishna prema janamaya e pancha alpashanga. They're so powerful that even you do one of them, e pancha alpashanga, you don't even need to do all five. If you just do one, or you do a little of some. Nam kirtan, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat srabhan, maturava sri matira sradaya sevan. Associate with devotees, chant Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity. I was going to ask Aniruddha this morning, I was going to ask, what is the secret? What is your secret in Melbourne? How is it that you're here as some special, always inspiring? I think it's Radha Balavar and the deities and Prabhupada. Srimurti Rasradaya Sevan and Mahaprabhu. Somehow, always Melbourne, always inspirational. Always. So many devotees. Is there any question on today's verse? And you're a boo boo. What are the, which one? What are the opulences of the great mystics? And what is their ultimate realization? How did the perfect mystic become detached from the subtle astral body? What is the basic knowledge in the Vedic literatures, including the branches of history and the supplementary Puranas? So many things. So many things. Vaishnava Sangha. All of these things, actually. Deity worship is so nice. The deities are so merciful. Mahaprabhu, Radha Balabha. And that's a manifestation of the deity worship, the prasadam. The Lord is happy. That's prasad. He's happy. He's opulence. He's given so much prasadam. It means he's happy. Because we've maintained we've maintained the standards so nicely over the years. And the kirtan, and I don't think anywhere, I mean, don't want to compare, but Mangaladi is full. So pleasing to the Lord. I was here on Gaur Purnima, you could hardly get in Mangaladi. In the morning. So Prabhupada's so kind, he's given us this place here where we can come and practice all of these things. We can practice hearing Bhagavatam, practice associating with devotees, practice. And also because I come and go, and then when I come and go and I see all these new people worshipping the deities, it's very encouraging. People that years ago were kind of coming around, and then they're there and they're doing arati for Radha Balabha. I'm thinking, wow. I kind of see it because I come and go, but when you hear all the time, you don't notice. But these people were just kind of like coming and going. And then they'd worship in the deities. That's like special. Thank you. Yes, sir. Shakti.
Are they
partial?
Are they limited, or does he
Well, that I'm not too sure about. Prabhupada did comment that Lord Shiva is the master of all mystic powers, so a lot of these yogis worship Lord Shiva. So through Lord Shiva, they would get benedicted. I would expect that that would be common, that through Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva is benedicting, because he has so much power, Lord Shiva. And most of these yogi types worship Lord Shiva. And obviously they get a lot of power from worshipping Lord Shiva, because he's also, you know, he's Prabhupada said, commented, the greatest yogi. So we'd expect that that would be the answer. Ultimately, everything is coming through Lord Krishna. So partial, well, yeah. Mahendra Prabhu. Mahesh.
Mahendra Prabhu, this Shruti Bhakti Chintamani book written by Shivanand Goswami. He is giving a picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in school. So is there any significance of giving that instead of giving the full picture of
Chaitanya? Complex question, that
yes.
one. I have no comment on that. I don't know. We're worshipping... Generally, we worship Panchatattva in the mood of Mahaprabhu doing Sankirtan in Navadip. We don't worship him as a sannyasi. We also don't worship him as Nimai Pandit. We don't... So, that's it. That is the line of Bhakti Sanat Saraswati Thakur and the line that we follow. We worship Panchatattva like that. Any other question? Yes, Jai Jagannath.
Just one of those items of the five, they're very powerful in the world. We're doing most of them, but still, I feel like we're not making much advancement.
That's humility, Jai Jagannath. That's humility, you are making advancement. Yeah. Yeah. But you, yeah, I'm sure. Ask your mother and father; they'll say that you. They'll say, "What's happened to him? What's happened to him? He was a good boy before, you know. He's like." So yeah, and that you don't think you're making advancement. That's good. That's another quality you're developing of humility. We don't think we're making advancement. Yeah, that's good. When we start thinking that we're, I mean, in some way, you have to discriminate. And because we have to preach, we have to give people, we have to help to elevate them. You have to see that they're not elevated, and we have to elevate them. But still, that's a little bit like the analogy Prabhupada says: a lamb at home and a tiger in the chase. So when we're dealing with the non-devotees, then you have to be very, you have to lead them. You have to educate them. You have to take the lead and instruct them. And not down, oh, I'm not a devotee, I don't know anything, I'm fallen. You have to show example, and you have to be responsible and lead them and teach them. But when we're amongst the devotees, then yeah, we remain a fool. We consider ourselves a fool. Mahaprabhu, Ishwarpuri also said that to Mahaprabhu. Murka to me, you're a fool. Ishwarpuri said to Mahaprabhu, murka to me, you're a fool. So that's the mood of all the followers of Mahaprabhu. In the presence of the Vaishnavas, we consider ourselves fallen and a fool. Alright? Kantraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gopamanandi Hari Hari Bhu.
Thank you.
Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki.